This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked the historic visit to Kuwait yesterday, marking the first trip as an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. As part of this two-day diplomatic mission, Mr. Modi attended the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup at Jaber Al Ahmed International Stadium, where he participated as the chief guest alongside Kuwait's Amir Sheikh Mishael Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah. Earlier in the day, PM Modi addressed the gathering of the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event at the Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex. He commended that the Indian community for his significant contribution to the Kuwait's development and the earning respect for the Kuwaiti officials and the citizens alike. Highlighting the Indian position as a global leader in remittances, the Prime Minister attributed this achievement to the dedication and the hard work of the overseas Indians, including those based in Kuwait. PM Modi underscored the alignment between Kuwait's vision and India's strengths, emphasizing that India has the skills, technology, innovation and manpower include to contribute to the realization of the new Kuwait, as he showcased India's achievement as the world's fifth largest economy, its leadership in fintech, and its standing at the third largest startup ecosystem globally. The Prime Minister also discussed the initiatives such as the e-migrate portal, and which is designed to support the Indian workers in the Gulf region. He extended the invitations to the diaspora for the upcoming Pravasi Bharatiya Divas and the Mahakumbh events in January 2025. During the visit, PM Modi met the several prominent figures, including 101-year-old former Indian Foreign Service Manager and Officer Mangal Sen Handa and the renowned Arabic translators Abdullah Al-Baran and Abdul Latif Al-Nasif, who have translated Indian epics Ramayana and Mahabharata into Arabic. He also visited the Gulf Spike Labor Club and camp with a focus workforce of around 1,500 Indian nationals. Today, the Prime Minister is scheduled to receive a ceremonial guard of honor at Bayan Palace, followed by the high-level meetings with Kuwait's Amir and Crown Prince, as well as the delegation-level talks with the Kuwaiti Prime Minister. The allocation of portfolios in the newly elected Maharashtra government was announced yesterday. As per the release of the Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with Home, Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration Department, Information and Publicity, whereas Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle the Urban Development, Housing, Public Works, Finance and Planning, State Excise Ministry respectively. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the Revenue Minister. Radhakrishna Vikale Patil will handle the Water Resources. Girish Mahajan will oversee Water Resources and Disaster Management. And Hassan Mushrif will look for the Ministry of Medical Education, whereas Chandrakant Patil will retain his Higher and Technical Education and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry. Several decisions have been taken place on the Goods and Service Tax, GST, in the 55th Ministry of the GST Council held in the Jaisalmer, Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting was chaired by the Union Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman. It was attended by the Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Ministers, officials and the Ministry of Finance. India has condemned the horrific attack at Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement, "We condemn the horrific and senseless attack at the Christmas market." The ministry further added, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims." The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, has shown little improvement and it has moved to very poor category, with an average air quality index of 364 at 8 p.m. yesterday. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted that Delhi and surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours in the upcoming day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.